Hello, and thanks for being with us here on the New Life Show, a series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Tal Mandelbaum Ben Moshe. Hello. Today, we'd like to talk to Dr. Lightman about one of the most important things in life, reward and punishment, and our deeds, and how does it influence our day-to-day life. Be with us. It's going to be really interesting. Tal, please. Yeah, this is something very essential. We're constantly concerned with feeling good, with getting a reward, with succeeding, with nothing bad happening. First of all, this is something that really wears you out, but maybe we can learn what can we do better. So there are things where it's really simple. If we touch something hot, we'll get a burn, but there are places where it's not that clear. We make big efforts and we get good results at work, at school, and so on, and sometimes we put in the same effort and we did not succeed, and we don't know why. There's a saying about relationships that if you find the right person, no matter what you do, this is going to be your spouse, and if it's the wrong person, no matter what you do, it won't work. Sometimes we feel that the results of our actions aren't really in our hands, so we'd like to understand, is there a connection between our actions and the results that we experience in life? This is a very non-simple topic, because, like you said, it's something that's hidden from us. We do get a reward or punishment for everything. And is the reward like the punishment, or the punishment like the reward, and who knows? For sure, we're inside a system, the system of nature, which is a rigid system, a system where over every desire, realization of our desire, action, whatever we say or do, everything, including everything, in whatever shape, way, or form we do it, consciously or subconsciously, with whatever intentions, with whatever desires, whatever we do influences the system, and the system, it responds to us. We're like in a spider web. This is how everyone is. And the problem is that we don't feel this web, but for sure, there is either a reward or punishment for everything. What is this system? This entire system is called reality. Or the world, but the real world, not what we see, because we see only a segment, meaning a very small part of it. And therefore, according to the part that we do identify, where the part that we do identify from the general system that's called this world, then according to this little part, we can't envision what the system is, and what is the meaning of our actions, and we don't know what is the response. Meaning, I do something, but I don't exactly know how do I influence the system. And I also don't feel the response in a full, complete, truthful manner. And this is the problem. It's called concealment. The problem is the concealment, where the entire system is hidden from me, and I don't know how do I influence it, and I don't know how it influences me in return. And therefore, the matter of reward and punishment, it's something very unclear, not understood. We can't inquire it. And here the matter is not only that the system is concealed, but the more that we investigate the system of nature with all of our sciences, we see that we're going into deeper and deeper dimensions which are less and less clear to us. That nature isn't unfolding as something clear, but on the contrary, as something more vague. And this is endless. And therefore, there is a big problem about science. Will we ever discover something by it? Once we used to think that we'll do it with the help of psychology, but you're a psychologist, you know, we tried to do it, and very quickly we discovered that this isn't the way, because there we immediately get into the unknown, something that we can't research in a good way. And if we're talking about the wisdom of Kabbalah, it tells us that there's no point to keep researching the external world, but the external world is what you depict within yourself as a result of your five senses, as a result of influencing something, a part of the system. But the gist part of the system, 99% of the system, you don't know anything about it. And therefore, it's worthwhile for you to exert yourselves to find the inner system, your system of senses. Is it possible to extend your senses so that you'll feel, so that you'll discover the entire system, or at least a bit more and a bit more of it, but to really reveal it, not to be delusional about it or anything? And if you'll start discovering the system, then correspondingly, you'll start feeling what is reward and what is punishment and what is really going on with our actions and which of them can we determine as good, which are bad, and we'll determine everything in a more correct manner. Because what seems to me currently as a reward or punishment, it could be like for little children, that if I give a little child a sweet cake and a big bottle of Coke, then for him it's a reward. But I know that it's wrong, that for his bodily systems it's a punishment, it's negative, it's not positive. And therefore, it depends who's judging. Can we rise to a higher degree every time, like a mother towards her child, that makes sure that he's protected from all the problems and she won't give him bad things, things that are bad for him. And his reward is her punishment. And so, how can we every time examine ourselves from a higher degree and accordingly to research and decide what truly is a reward and what is a punishment? The wisdom of Kabbalah allows us to do it, even though that you have to really exert yourself in order to achieve that. And then we really discover that everything is the very opposite. Just like with children, that what seems to us now as the reward is actually the punishment, and what seems to us as the punishment is actually the reward, because we are in a false system, which is entirely our ego, our will to enjoy. And the whole of reality, the entire system, is operating according to a different law, the law of the general mutual bestowal as an integral system, where every part is working in complete harmony with the rest of the systems, and no one makes any personal calculations in that system, but only for the benefit of the entire system. And what's for the benefit of the general system, that's called the reward for all the parts. And what's for the benefit of just one part, that if so, it's opposed then to the rest of the system, that's called a punishment. And the more we ourselves advance to be included correctly in that system, we change our concept about reward and punishment, so that in favor of the system is the reward, and in favor of my ego, which is opposite to the system, is a punishment. And this is how we advance. And this is it, actually, in general. And also, the reward and punishment that you discover along the way. In my actions, in my relations with others, I'm not even talking about the people that are engaged in Kabbalah. They are looking at these things in a completely different way. where their attitude towards what they receive everything as if it's coming to them from the system itself. And then, if someone has different complaints against them and there are different problems and someone wants to degrade them, the way they relate to it is as the system responding to something, wanting to advance them. They're not ascribing it to a certain person, but to the system in general. And then it turns out that what seems to one person as someone wanting to degrade him and that being a punishment, then for us it's not a punishment, but it's the work that we have to do until we feel it as a reward. How could it be a reward to feel shame, to feel failure? For years, I'm under constant, vast criticism, being criticized by different social systems. So besides my close students, about whom I can't say, but from all the rest, of course I'm getting a negative response. People don't understand me. They say that I'm delusional, that I'm a liar, that I'm a thief, that I'm this, that I'm that, suppose, and that I want power, and that I want to control the entire world with my opinion, at least, if not physically, and I want to determine how the world's going to be. I want to be in control. And besides that I'm already used to it, obviously, but also I understand that this kind of attitude towards me is something that I'm getting from the system. It's not individual people that have free choice and that this is their attitude, but this is the system. This is how the system is treating me, relating to me, and this is how I have to accept it. And correspondingly have to feel myself in exile. And their attitude towards me is correct. It helps my correction, because if I'll advance towards correction, then I'll feel all these negative things as something positive. And I feel it as something negative because I'm still uncorrected internally. Meaning the reward and punishment for someone who wants to perceive it in their natural, egoistic way. It's the complete opposite to someone who wants to advance and to decipher it differently, to decipher it above the ego. So therefore, people that want to advance, that want to rise above their ego, they accept all the negative attitude towards them as an opportunity to rise above the ego, and this way to accept it as a reward. Why a reward? Because I'm being taken care of in a nice, gentle way, like a mother taking care of her small child in order to teach him the different customs and manners. Meaning, instead of giving you the Coke with the sugar, you got something that's healthy for you. Yes, it's very healthy. To get blows is very healthy. You were talking about some kind of correction. It means that what? It means that these humiliations, they're not supposed to bring me to a state where I start resisting and I position myself against them, but that I have to see, how does it harm me? Which qualities and thoughts and desires of mine? And I have to correct these things wherever I'm hit, that this is exactly where I have to rise above my egoistic state. If I'm hurt, then it's because of that for sure, because I still have calculations for myself, and I have to rise to a higher kind of calculation. But eventually, you do aspire to be treated nicely by the system? No, I aspire to be treated nicely by the system as a point of reference, that I'm corrected inside myself and not that those people outside of me, that they're supposed to correct themselves. And this way, where anyone who blames others does it because of his own flaws, when I correct myself, then I will no longer flaw, and the system will be arranged in such a way that they'll have no demands or accusations towards me. There are more things to add here. Things aren't as superficial as I can explain in the framework of this talk. I'd like to leap a bit forward. You just described your attitude towards life, but you're on a higher level, and I and also our viewers were not in this place that you're talking about. You're talking from the perspective of an ordinary person on the street.
Yeah.
What I understand is you use two definitions that I'm still trying to understand. You gave an example that a child and his mother. The child wants a big bottle of Coke and cake. If he gets it, for him, it means a reward. And if his mother doesn't give it to him, it means that she punishes him. This I understand. What I didn't understand is you said that we're in a false system. And because of that, we are in a certain oppositeness towards another higher system. This is where I got lost. I'm the child. In life, I'm the child. And in this parable, who is the mother? I want Coke and cake. And there's a mother that knows that it's not good for me. Who's the mother? The system. Who's the system? That's my first question. The system is nature. Nature is the mother. Meaning that these are laws in which we exist, the laws of nature, that this is how we were created, and this is how we behave and act. And the system itself, in a very meticulous manner, slowly, gradually, is taking care of us, educating us how to correctly relate to reality, to get to know it, bit by bit, open our eyes, to really open our eyes, so that we'll see the true reality. Like a small child, what does he see? A bit of the entire world, something very small, superficial. He doesn't see how the political systems work, the different governing systems, how the different systems in the world work. Even a person off the street, if you talk to him, he has no idea how is the country built, how does it operate itself with its different systems and so on. A person doesn't know. A person knows whatever's related to him. You know, there's garbage outside my house, then there's a problem with the municipality. That's how people see things. We have to understand that we have to gradually get to know these systems. It's like a person that grows up, he has to gradually learn about the different systems operating in his country. We have to learn about the system of nature. You compared this system to a mother. A mother is the warmest, most hugging, loving thing that a person has in life. I can say, my mother, she passed away 20 years ago. Doesn't matter. It's a certain measure for utter love. Now, if I look at my life, I don't see that reality or the world or however you call it, that there is something that's hugging, loving. More or less what I see is that I get blows on right and left. So how can we compare this mechanism, as you called it, the educating mechanism system, to a mother? I don't see that it loves me like a mother. Look, I understand, but you're relating to nature as a mother that loves you according to what you understand. And is that true? Is that correct? Depending on How do you understand the mother's love? I understand that there is a goal, and I have to reach it in my development. So the mother has to make sure that I'm constantly targeted at the goal, because in my current state, in my ego, I'm immersed in bad, and I have to get out of this bad as quickly as possible and reach the good. And therefore, the mother, she's arranging all these things for me. She's not forcefully pushing me by some kind of a sharp stick. But she's giving me only this opportunity to advance, and I have to understand her. That's the problem, that we don't understand how nature's controlling us. The moment we start understanding and we become connected to this process, so that I'll identify where is the mother, what does she want from me in each and every state, where is she directing me now, what do I have to do, what do I have to think. I'm not talking about the relations with other people, but furthermore, towards the development, how should I perceive the world, how am I supposed to behave, react towards what the world is sending my way? How do I constantly increase my awareness? If this is how I think all the time, that there's none else besides him, meaning that the mother is constantly taking care of me and always in a way of the good that does good, then what follows is that by that I reach a state where I'm in a constant positive kind of development, preferable kind of development, and I do whatever I can. Maybe sometimes I'm wrong and I stumble here, there, but I still continue in the right direction. And if so, I'm in intensive care and I reach the goal. This mother, she's kind of hidden. That's nature that I gradually discover. Or suppose that system, I discover it. According to what? According to my behavior, according to my collisions with the system. This I did correctly, this I didn't, and what is the reward and what is the punishment? That's exactly the question. So there's a system here that I have to understand, to discover, that is like a mother that's educating me. So you're saying, first of all, accept this as a given. There's a system here which is like a good mother that's directing you to the best possible place. You don't see the mother, you don't exactly understand the instructions. That's the status. In this status, is there a reward and punishment? Does it exist? Doesn't it? Maybe I simply don't understand. Is there a feedback? Yes. But we're no longer talking about the person on the street. This system works on everyone. Yes, but if that person wants to know and behave correctly, for that he already needs the wisdom of Kabbalah. In our society, we're programmed that good is success, is that I have a spouse, a family, that I succeeded in my work. Even in reality, it's all based on those who win and those who lose. So this is how we're programmed. So the reward is to succeed, to be best, to be richest. How do we change the... I don't know. How do you change? By saying that the world isn't succeeding. By saying that people are depressed. That as a result of our development, we're becoming jobless. That from year to year, we're becoming poorer, more frustrated. By this, we see whether we're behaving correctly or not. This shouldn't be the kind of attitude coming from the mother. It's a sign that we're doing something wrong. We're inside a closed, integral system, for sure. And if we behave correctly, we should get a good feedback. The correct feedback is the reward? Yes. What is the correct feedback? That I come to know whether I'm advancing correctly and how should I keep responding to the system and in what way. The right feedback is like a mother that teaches you, my son, do this, don't do that. I have to feel her attitude in return. That's called feedback. And for me to understand that attitude, if I succeeded in life, I don't know what to succeed is. Maybe I didn't succeed. Maybe I got a big cake and I swallowed it all up. What does it mean that I succeeded? You're asking like a spoiled daughter. I want cake and I'm crying and everything, and success is that I'll get it. So what is success? Success is to know the intentions and desires and the goals of the mother of nature, and to merge, integrate with this system, and to achieve the so-called adhesion, meaning mutual work with the system, so that we develop and reach a state where we, in our awareness, in our actions, in our desires, we become as active parts that act correctly, understand what they're doing, and are integrated in the system in a good, realistic way. That's what it means to understand the mother. Just like the mother wants me to grow up, to understand, for everyone to accept me, and for me to treat everyone correctly, and for them to treat me correctly. This is really what we need. But it's not a system that I'm at work, at home, in the bus, in different other places. No, it's the general system of reality. And we see that according to human development today, we identify that from day to day, from year to year, we're distancing from the good understanding of the system, and our world and our society are becoming ever worse. It's a sign that we don't understand what our mother wants from us. Dr. Lightman, thank you very much. It was really interesting. Unfortunately, our time's up, so till next time, thank you very much. Thank you, Tal. Thanks for being with us. All the best.